This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Idleville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two.
What a play by Janae Hoyne. Five in a row by Janae. Idleville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the goal. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post.
Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Dosik, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, everybody. Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee on a snowy, bad weather night here in Minster. The Fort Loramie boys take on the Minster Wildcats. It'll be hard repeating the earlier game today we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com when the girls' teams from these two communities, only about three and a half miles apart, played. Number one in the state, Minster. Number two in the state, Fort Loramie. And Fort Loramie won it in double OT. It was a thriller. We expect a very good game here tonight. The Fort Loramie Redskins come in 5-4, having won two straight over Rushi and Fairlawn. Meanwhile, Minster, a very tall club, 7-3, Chuck, on the year, having won four in a row, beating Rushi, Fort Recovery, Ottoville, and Coldwater last night by 9, 51-42, right here at Minster. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie on the road both nights this weekend, did drub Fairlawn at the Jets Gym, 77-47 last night. You can throw out scores of games from previous years for these two schools, whether it's football, baseball, softball, boys or girls basketball. It's always a well-played, tightly contested game when these two clubs go at it. We expect no different tonight.
Well, like we talked about when the girls played, I mean, they were 1-2 in the state, but still the intensity would have been the same if they were both 5-5 going into the game.
Yep.
They're close together. They know each other. They play on the same playgrounds. You know, they go to the same swimming pools. Some of them probably go to the same churches.
Sure.
So they know each other, and it's a pride thing. You want to be able to have bragging rights.
1,800 or so witnessed that game today.
Big one.
And I'm sure they enjoyed it, no matter who won or lost. Yeah, for Loramie fans, wanted the Lady Redskins to win. Wildcats fans wanted the Lady Wildcats to win. But both teams played hard, well, aggressive high school basketball. The two top-ranked teams in the state in Division IV. And as a spectator, you had to come away from that game saying, wow, that was so
much fun and entertaining and enjoyable to be a part of. Those young ladies today put their hearts on the line as we see the officials coming over for this boys varsity tilt. We recognize them. But those young ladies gave it all every single minute. They were gassed when that game, two overtimes today. They were worn out, dead beat, tired.
I'm looking around. Normally you win a game like that, and boy, you come out with your colors on and come to the, especially coming to the same gym. I don't see any, I'm looking around. I'm not sure I see any of the girls from Lormie up in the stands. They're probably at home all, they ate and they're probably in bed by now. That was an effort. They missed a lot of free throws, but it all came down to the intensity in the game and the nerves. That was a huge game. I think I underplayed it a little bit before the game, saying I didn't think it was as big because it didn't really factor into the league, didn't factor into your seeding because they're both going to be seeded number one. But after watching the game, it meant a lot to those kids. It meant a lot to the fans.
Well, next week, Fort Lormie girls will be number one in the state. Minster will be number two.
I can't imagine it would be any different.
Tonight, two boys clubs. Each team is improving as this season progresses, as I alluded a few minutes ago before I got sidetracked talking about that great girls game today. Minster has won four straight. Fort Lormie's won two in a row. It's always a tight confrontation when these two clubs hook up. No different here tonight. What Fort Lormie's got to contend with, Chuck, is the size posed by Minster, which will start a 6'8 and a 6'6. Actually, Jared Schulze is listed as 6'9. He's averaging 7 rebounds a game. Cody Frericks, who's smaller, 6'6, 11 rebounds a game. Schulze, though, 16 points per game. Mike Kettner at guard for Minster is shooting better than 30% on threes. He's had a string of them the last few weeks. He's averaging 14 a game. And Fort Lormie needs to counter that with a game like the Redskins had last night against Fairlawn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players for Fort Lormie nailed three-pointers in the 30-point win over Fairlawn last night. Nathan Ratterman a three. Eli Rosengarten a three. Nick Brandewey a three. Mason Kemper a three, Nolan Burning a three, Caleb Meyer off the bench a three. That's the kind of balance, that's the kind of shooting from distance that head coach Corey Britton needs.
He's going to need it tonight because the lane is going to be owned by Minster unless there's something strange that we're not foreseeing coming. And they're going to have to do a good job of putting a body on them, keeping them away from two and three and four attempts down the court each time. They're going to have to try to limit them and not let them beat them up on the board. Because Lormie, he's got some decent size, but a lot of it is like, I mean, with Ratterman, you know, he's 6'4". He plays on the perimeter more than he plays inside.
Enjoyable chat with Mike McClurg, head coach of Minster, several minutes ago. And he said what Corey Britton said. A lot of these young men have played football. They got bumps and bruises, sprains and strains. They've been healing up since early, mid-November. They've got their basketball legs under them now. And both of these schools, Fort Lormie and Minster, are playing their best basketball of the year and will only improve. Keep in mind, Corey Britton's basketball team's got footballers who are on the gridiron well into November, all the way to Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, and don't underestimate the fact, the difference between being in football shape and being in basketball shape.
Right.
In football, you got a snap, you got about a 10-second play, and then you go back to the huddle, and you got another 10, 15, 20 seconds before you go again. Basketball is transition, and boy, you better be able to move up and down the floor.
A JV game tonight, a very good one, Chuck. I left it midway fourth quarter to talk with Mike Wiss, girls basketball coach at Minster, who wound up winning it.
Lormie came back and won. They were down 11 points in the third quarter and came back, and I think they won it by 9 or 10.
Again, we continue to see high-quality JV programs here at the boys' level. We really enjoy it. We're always entertained. Last several weeks, the preliminary games have been very well played, evenly contested, and no difference here tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. including these anchors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Also in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will help make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And on Saturday nights at Brookins, you'll love that pork chop special. 2 juicy, delicious marinated pork chops, 8 ounces, in fact, at Brookins. Get them while they last. They go quickly on Saturday nights at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Hemp Imagery, John Hemp of John Hemp Imagery. He'll always give you his very best shot. The in-between to south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? That's Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we salute Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch, RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal has a corner on the market thanks to quality and reliability. And another new underwriting sponsor is Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Good crowd on hand for this game tonight. Poor weather conditions. One of a very few games being played tonight here in the Upper Miami Valley.
I would guess it's because they're 3 miles apart is the only reason that they've got these things in, because even Sydney and Wapakoneta, which not that far and just down the interstate, they called it off also.
Anna, St. Henry, of course, a good 20-plus miles apart on State Route 119. That game postponed. We'd planned to cover it. It's being rescheduled for Monday. We'll not be able to webcast that game, but it will be played on Monday night. Anna at St. Henry. Anna Rockets, number 5 team in the state in Boys Division 3. St. Henry, number 1 in the state in the first AP poll in Boys Division 4. We've got starting lineups. Opening tip to start the game, home standing Minster against visiting Fort Loramie boys action here tonight at the Wildcats Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And the radio on your phone tonight is Fort Loramie at Minster Boys. Say go to Goffney. Goffney Furniture, high quality furniture, priced right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom, hundreds of room layouts on display, and a new inventory of furniture always shown at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, that's Route 47 west of I-75. Go Goffney! LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, one of our long-standing sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We simply could not have gotten started way back in 2006 and 7 without the support from LaCal Equipment, a founding sponsor here on Scores. LaCal moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1982. And here at the half of our game today, we'll highlight a couple of cheerleaders, one from each school, who represent scholarship and leadership at their respective schools, Fort Loramie and Minster. Starting lineups coming out now for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Nick Brandewey opens at guard, 6'2" junior. Jake Ratterman, 6'1" senior at a wing position. Eli Rosengarten, 6'1" senior. Oh, he's been a hot shooter so far this year. You can bet Minster will have him spied on. Nathan Ratterman, 6'4", senior, coming off the football ankle injury. He's beginning to play his finest basketball of the year. And Mason Kemper in the middle, 6'4", and a senior. Key players in upcoming games for these Fort Loramie Redskins as they finish out the rest of the league, Chuck. Mason Kemper, a starter. Grant Albers coming off the bench. Those two young men give Fort Loramie some play down below the foul line, a little more size. They are significant.
Yeah, they've started to make some rotation. They're still getting in. That's one of the problems with having them go so deep in football. They're still trying to find the proper rotation that they want to have. And as soon as they find the combinations that they like, that just makes you better.
Nolan Burning has been playing very well here lately.
Absolutely. I like him. And they've had Moore, and they've had Burning play a couple of quarters of JV because they're young and they need to get playing time, and they weren't getting all the time they needed on the varsity, yet they still need to be there for the varsity. They're getting time on both teams, and that's how you want to do it.
And we're starting to see a little bit of Caleb Meyer. A few weeks ago, 29 by him against Anna in a JV game.
Yeah, he and the young Mesher, the freshman Damon, I think's his name. Those two are going to be players in the future, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Opening five for Minster is as follows. We highlighted Minster's beginning quintet several minutes ago, and it's very tall. Jared Schultze and Cody Frericks, 6'9", 6'6", respectively, 16 and 8 points a game. Mike Kettner, 6-foot guard, senior, very good three-point shooter, averaging 14 a game. Jack Heitbrink, 6'4", forward, senior. Noah Enneking, 6'1", guard, senior, also both averaging 8 As I said, a four-game win streak for Minster, having defeated Rushi, Fort Recovery, Ottoville, and Coldwater. Opening tip to start the game won by Minster in the home white-orange numerals. The black Minster across the front, Fort Loramie, black from top to bottom. Redskins with the red numbers outlined in white. Coming out high to catch is big 6'6", Cody Frericks. Gives it up to Kettner on the arc. Kettner on the dribble. Well, he's had two games recently with four threes in each contest. Kettner, well, he's like radar. You cannot let him get wound up. Fort Loramie has got to mark him all night. Very patient offensive attack for Minster to start the game. Then the ball is fed inside. Jared Schultze, little turnaround left-handed J from 8 feet. Swish, and Minster takes a 2-0 lead. Schultze will be a load, 6'9" tall. He's got arms that hang all the way down. His fingertips touch his knees.
Well, he's solid, too. I mean, he's not a skinny 6'9".
No.
He's a solid kid.
Tell you what, I'm going to be very interested down the road, Chuck, on January the 18th. That's next Friday when Minster plays at Marion Local.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Here's Nathan Ratterman, deep right corner for Fort Loramie, on top to Rosengarten. Left side pass goes to Brandewey. He inches into the lane, then comes back out. Feeds it near side to Rosengarten, around the screen. Kettner can't find him. Rosengarten missed from three-point territory. Good rebound low on the left by Brandewey. To Ratterman behind him. Three-point shot, bouncing, no good. Rebound, Schultze, Fort Loramie's on his back.
Boy, I'll tell you, if he's got position on you, there is absolutely no reason to try to climb up and take the ball from him. You're not going to get it.
Nope. It is like Mutt and Jeff on the inside, David and Goliath. Wonder what Schultze weighs. Thought I had it right here, Chuck. He's got to be, what, every bit of 260, 270?
Yeah, probably. I was going to say the 240, 250 range.
Here is Frericks in backcourt for Minster against Fort Loramie. Pressure. We played a minute 40 opening quarter. 2-0 in favor of Minster. Top of the circle, Kettner. Goes high left on the plate of Frericks. Ball lob, deep right corner. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it. Nice play by Rosengarten, who knocks it out of bounds. Kemper has got the daunting assignment of trying to defend Schultze, who catches the inbounds pass. Low in the left, Kemper and Brandewey team up on him, stifle him, and smack the ball out of bounds. Noah Enneking inbounds. It goes on the arc 25 feet away to Kettner. Kettner picked up by Brandewey. That's a tough assignment for Nick tonight. Straight on, it's dealt to Heitbrink. Heitbrink, a very good baseball pitcher for head coach Mike Wiss, Minster Wildcats. 30 feet out on the left, it's Kettner. Looks inside for Schultze. Can't find him. Kettner still dribbles. Nice. Tightened up defense here by Fort Loramie at the start. Here's a running left-hander by Heitbrink. That's a shot you wouldn't take in horse. About a 12-footer running away from the lane, veering off into the left corner, and the ball stuck between the rim, flange, and backboard.
So that's just like a held ball. So it's Loramie's ball because they had the arrow.
He could try that, what, a million more times and never do it.
Well, you know what? If I was up in zero to S, I'd go ahead and shoot that.
2-0, Minster leads. Here is Fort Loramie on the arc. It's Brandewey, gets a screen. Foul line, jumping, shooting, off to the right, no good. Rebound, Minster. The board swept by Schultze. Outlet to Kettner. Kettner steers his way down the floor. Goes high post straight away to Schultze. Schultze, left-hand dribble. Kemper all over him, 35 feet away. Bounce pass to Heitbrink. He starts standing in the left corner. He's double-teamed. Shoots it from 10 feet. No good. Excellent rebound by Fort Loramie. And then a foul. Frericks climbed the ladder against Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Executed beautifully on the glass by Nate. He boxed out the Minster player. 2-0 lead, Minster. 4:55 to go in the first quarter. We played over 3 minutes. Only one bucket. Minster defending appears to be a man-to-man. deep in the lane. No, it's in his own, Chuck.
Wow, they're playing man.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Chelsea's just playing in the middle of the lane, assuming that Kemper's not going to shoot anything from too deep.
You're right. Here's Rosengarten on the arc. Hand off to Kemper. Near side to Brandewey. Jumping, shooting. 23-footer. Long. Rebound. Stabbed. Out of bounds. Off of Fort Loramie. Redskins not shooting it here at the start like they did last night.
Not well at all. Their girls team didn't make a basket till less than 30 seconds ago in the first quarter.
Yeah. So it's how you finish, not how you start.
Absolutely.
Here comes Kettner dribbling down the right side for Minster. Into the right corner to Anna King. Head of the circle, Frerichs. Lobbing to Schulte in the paint. Back to the basket. Three men on him. Hook shot. Hit the heel. Rebound on the floor. I think it's Kemper or Ratterman who's got it. It's ruled a jump. Redskins get up slowly. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Redskins' effort was so good, they should be awarded the ball.
Wait, was that jump?
Minster in the lead 2-0. Substitution Wildcats. Jacob Salazar, another good three-point shooter, 5'10 junior, in on the floor.
See, I thought that was correct. When the ball sticks between the backboard and the rim, it's considered a held ball. That should have been Loramie's ball. So now it's got to be Minster.
There's some confusion as to who benefits from the alternating arrow at this juncture.
It's got to be Minster.
4:07 left in the first quarter. 4 minutes off the board almost. Hardly any production.
2-0, yes. And Laura, I don't know if Loramie's hit the rim more than twice.
That would be a heck of a soccer match, 2-0.
That'd be a lot of scoring in a soccer match.
Hey, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning will give your home or business true comfort. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Here is Minster inbounding into the post area. Schulte, hook shot, 8-footer, bullseye.
There is not a thing you can do about that.
Nope, not at all. You can tackle him down around the waist.
Well, you can foul him.
Yeah. Here's a reverse layup. Whoa, well done. Rosengarten counters for Fort Loramie. Nice play. 4-2, Minster in the lead. Fort Loramie's first field goal came at the 3:38 mark. Open player, Minster, Kettner. To Salazar, shot it, in and out, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Fine look, it just didn't go down. Fort Loramie with a 3-try. It's off the back brace, too hard. Nate Meyer in off the bench, couldn't connect. Here's Minster in backcourt. Great play by Fort Loramie. Steal by Meyer. Hand off to Brandewey. Brandewey got away with a walker, did he?
No, they got it.
Yep. Little traveling music. Brandewey was in a high traffic area, well congested.
I think he thought he had the lane to the basket, realized he didn't, and tried to take an extra step to get himself extricated.
3:11 to go here in the first quarter, 4-2. Minster in the lead. This is a good Minster Fort Loramie baseball score.
I think I just made a word up too. But
35 feet away with the ball. Kettner down inside to Schulte. He powers to the backboard. Good, and a foul. Well, if you can imagine a young man in a white basketball jersey, 6'9", every bit of 245 or so, that's Jared Schulte, 16 points a game, 7 rebounds.
Nice footwork, too. Even the one he missed down there, boy, he made a nice move to get the ball up on the rim.
He has developed a patented jump hook. 6-2 in favor of Minster. Minster's lost 3. They lost him in a row. I'll highlight the setbacks for you in just a moment. Delphus St. John's beat him at Delphus 49-45. A very athletic Legacy Christian team beat Minster by 5 here. When you look at Minster, you wonder in 10 games why they're not 9-1 or 10-0.
Well,
early start to the season, or I should say a late start to the basketball season.
Right.
Couple three clubs caught Minster off guard. Here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie in the half court. It goes out of bounds. 7-2 Minster. 2:45 left here in the opening quarter. August Mainline, very good football player. 6'3 senior in now for Minster. On the arc to Mike Kettner. He gives it up to Trent Retterman. 6'2" soft. He's checked in. Outside the arc of the left, it's Salazar. Very good defense out near midcourt by Fort Loramie. Wow, Jake Raderman all over Salazar. Forced him to cough up the ball. It rolled into backcourt. Salazar tracked it down. That's over and back.
He tried to do just a little too much there, and he lost control of the ball.
2:20 to go, first quarter, 7-2, Minster. 25 feet away on the left, it is Colin Moore who's in, the sophomore quarterback on the football team. Long three-pointer right side, Nate Meyer, Jake Raderman, hit the flange. Long rebound to Albers of Fort Loramie. It is rolling over and back against the Redskins.
That was a good call.
Yep. It's been hands in your face defense. Very physical game so far. Neither team getting comfortable at the offensive end. 7-2, Minster leads. Straight away with the ball, it's Retkerman. Lobs it deep right corner to Kettner. Kettner dribbles between the legs, goes foul line, twisting, turning to the rim, up and in, and a foul. Very pretty play of a Kettner. Solid guard for Minster, which leads it 9-2. Foul shot coming. 1:44 to go here in the first period. But the Redskins will have to get untracked and make some shots soon, or the Wildcats will be up double digits quickly.
Yeah, they don't want to lose touch with them already.
Free throw by Kettner. All kinds of rim. It skipped around and came off. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor. Dribble drive to the rim. Rosengarten in there. What a play. Rosengarten sped to the basket. He beat Minster down the floor. 9-4, Minster by 5. 1:26 to go, first quarter. On the arc, Jack Heitbrink with the ball for Minster. Gives it up to Bainline. Deep left corner, Kettner. Stops and pops, 18-footer. Good. Kettner, nice-looking jump shot. Here's a long pass down the floor to Colin Moore for Fort Loramie. He's in trouble, baseline left. Saves it to a teammate. On the arc, Rosengarten. Dashes into the lane, right around Schulte, up and in.
Right now, he lies all the offense they have.
11-6, Minster. Here come the Wildcats, quickly down the floor. Retkerman gives it to the three-point shooter, Heitbrink, the left-hander, makes it from distance. A triple for Heitbrink of Minster. 14-6, Wildcats. 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Oh, what an entry by Fort Loramie out on the arc. That was a great pass on the play by the Redskins' Nate Meyer. He threw a bullet to Rosengarten, who crashed the backboard, got it to fall, and he was hammered on the backside.
Well, they set up, they were going to run him up through the double screen, and it was a fake. He turned and rolled right back to the basket. Nice pass and good finish by Rosengarten.
Minster 14, Rosengarten 8. Free throw too hard. Long rebound. It is garnered by Brandewey in the corner. Comes cross court. Then goes to the head of the key and fires. Does Nick shy of the mark. Rebound Minster. Here come the Wildcats into the forecourt. 22 seconds to go. First quarter. A fake right. A drive to the left. It's Heitbrink carving out space in the lane. He missed the leaner, but a foul against Fort Loramie. 20.8 to go here in the first quarter. 14-8. Minster leads Fort Loramie by 6. Heitbrink, the southpaw, made a three-pointer last possession. His free throw hits about every centimeter of the orange and comes off. Substitutions, Justin Nixon, 6'2", sophomore, in for Minster. For the Wildcats, roster loaded with height. Only three players under 6 feet.
Yeah, they have nice, solid size.
Free throw by Heitbrink, good. Missed one, made one. 15-8. Minster by 7. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. High screen for Rosengarten. Gives it up to Raderman straight away. Look out. Good. A triple. Here's Minster backcourt. Long Eve Salazar. It is off the cable above the backboard. 15-11, good rally by Fort Loramie. Strong start by Minster. Wildcats up 4 after 1 on scores, broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVee here at Minster. Minster boys lead Fort Loramie 15-11. We start second quarter play. With the ball for the Redskins on the arc, it's Jake Ratterman. Right wing to Nolan Burning, who's checked in. Nolan's played well, 5'11 sophomore. He's got the ball far side of the floor. Dishes straight away to Jake Ratterman. Now behind the arc on the right flank to Rosengarten. Steal taken away by Kettner. One on two, blocked, but a foul by Minster. Blocked again before Loramie, and a foul is called. Rosengarten thought he had all basketball.
He did get the ball, but he also then continued into him, and I think it was a correct call.
My imagination, Chuck, or did some lights just disappear?
Yeah, I was hoping you noticed too.
It's either that or my eyes have gone south.
Yeah, I was hoping my college days weren't kicking back in.
Free throw, Jack Heitbrink is good. Foul in the act of shooting, second shot on the way. Yep, a lot of rim. Front to the back and down through the ropes. 17-11, Minster in the lead by six. Here comes Rosengarten, forecourt right. Gives it up out high on the play to Grant Albers. Nolan Burning straight away. Kettner all over him. Very tight defense by Mike of Minster. Here's Burning. Gets a screen on the play from a teammate. Albers. Big time collision. Looked like a foul against Minster. The referees confer.
Has to be.
Yeah. Because Albers was rock solid with that screen attempt, and a Minster player bear-hugged him, tried to fight through it. 7:08 to go, second quarter.
Yeah, the only reason he moved is because Kettner almost knocked him down.
That's right. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie. Ratterman into backcourt to Nolan Burning. Burning up and over the timeline. On a weave to Rosengarten, through his legs. It rolls to midcourt to the Wildcats logo. Rosengarten gets it back. Hands off to Ratterman. One mishandle after another. Redskins still have it. Rosengarten in the lane. Fadeaway shot over Schulze. No good. Rebounded by Minster. Here comes Salazar. Racing down the floor. Gives it up to Heitbrink. Heitbrink back to the basket. Elbow in the left. Lost it. Got it back. Fed it to Inneking. Down inside to Schulze. He overshoots from 6 feet. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie. Rosengarten down the floor to Jake Ratterman. 17-11, Minster by six. 6:20 left to go, second quarter. Rosengarten straight away. Deals to Ratterman. Now Burning, foul line fadeaway, 15-footer. Hit the heel. Rebound taken away in the lane. Great job by Albers of Fort Loramie. Stolen by Minster. Gotten back for Rosengarten. Minster steals again. Hot potato. Who wants it? Minster finally came out of there with it. It exchanged hands about four times. Here's Salazar. Loops a pass ahead. Pressure by Fort Loramie. Caused a turnover. Another scrum. Minster comes out of there with it. Down the floor to Heitbrink. 30-footer air ball. Salazar gets it left corner. He shoots a 25-footer. It rattles out. Foul. Schulze on the shoulder.
Boy, I'll tell you what, right now, both teams need to take a deep breath because both teams are out of control.
It looks like a late August game on the gridiron between the two schools. 5 minutes, 41 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 17-11. Minster leads Fort Loramie by six. Nolan Burning up and over the timeline against Salazar. Right side pass to Ratterman. Having checked in now, Caleb Meyer for the Redskins, the fine sophomore. Ball thrown, foul line to Albers, passed up a shot. Gave it up, got it back. Albers goes baselining at Schulze. Spin move, can't shoot. Hits a cutter down the lane. Laid up on the play by Nate Meyer. Tipped by Schulze. That caused the ball to roll off the rim strong. And Minster gets the carom. Here comes Salazar against Burning. Right side pass, height break. The left-hander enters the paint. Shovels it low on the left to Schulze. Overshoots the six-footer. Rebound Frericks, no. Rebound Schulze, no. It's loose. And Schulze's got it again. And his shoulder shanked on by a Redskin player. Two free throws, Schulze. He's a load. 6 feet, 9 inches tall. 4:51 to go, second quarter. We're stuck at 17-11. Free throw splashes off the rim. It misses. Only, what, 2 points in the entire period so far, Chuck?
Yeah, it was 15-11, now 17-11.
Played over 3 minutes, quarter number two. Second foul shot, Schulze of Minster in the air. A lot of rim, backboard, front rim, and down in. 18-11. And here is Fort Loramie throwing up ahead, right side of the floor. Too hot to handle for Nate Meyer. Turnover. Minster ball. Backcourt, Cody Frericks gives it to Schulze. Hand off to Salazar up the right side to Noah Enneking. Enneking dribbles between the legs. Picked up 30 feet away. Nate Meyer on him outside the arc. Near side, height break. Top of the circle, foul line. And it's ripped away. Nice steal. Here's a great drive of Fort Loramie. All the way down the floor, Nate Meyer. He concludes it with a good finish. He stole it and took it 60 feet. And then Minster runs a fly pattern down the floor. A pass to the end zone. Touch last by Minster. Out of bounds. Empty possession. Like big time turnover right there. Wildcats give it right back. Fort Loramie ball.
Very sloppy, but both teams are playing hard.
Redskins a chance to cut further into the deficit. 18-13 score. Here is Nate Meyer, 25 feet away. Pulls up at the elbow. Nate with a real good possession. Last time Redskins had the ball, he made a steal and then went three-fourths the length of the floor. Here's Ratterman outside the arc on the left. It's Nate. Nate straight away to Kemper. Near side, Rosengarten gets a screen around Enneking. Fade away by Eli. It bounces around, no good. Strong rebound, good! Nate Ratterman on the inside, stuck it through. 18-15. Minster's lead is three. Here's Kettner exploding down the floor, double team. Long cross-court pass, leaping stab by Frericks. Throws it right back to Kettner. Shot fake, elbow jumper, 16-footer, high off the flange. Rebound tipped away into the hands of Fort Loramie. Here comes Rosengarten over the timeline to Kemper. 3:15 to go, first half. Giving up right wing, Nate Ratterman, Rosengarten. Straight away Kemper. Kemper explodes into the lane, pivots against Frericks. Hook shot, skipped off the rim. Rebound Frericks of Minster. 2:58 to go in the half. Here's Enneking down the floor. Throws to a teammate, deep right corner. Long triple is in and out, no good. Jacob Salazar couldn't get it to trickle in there, and Fort Loramie snared the board.
Well, except for one possession where they got three offensive rebounds, Loramie doing a good job of keeping them to one-shot possession.
Yes, no doubt about that. Here's Jake Ratterman. Here's Nate coming out to catch Rosengarten. Enneking checks him. 2:30 to go, second quarter, 18-15 Minster. Trying to work off a screen as Nate Meyer goes right flank to Jake Ratterman. Out on top to Nate. On a weave, it's Eli. Eli pitches to Nate Ratterman, deep left corner. And the ball comes on top. Redskins reset the attack. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Three-point game, Minster leads. Redskins take more time off. Here's Ratterman out near the Wildcats logo. Right side, Rosengarten. at the elbow. Oh, a nice dish off on the play to Kemper. Then he's crowded by Schultz. He can't shoot. Gives it up into the corner. Three ball, Fort Loramie. Skipped off the rim, no good. Jake Radiman couldn't get it to bounce in. Minster corralled the rebound. Here's Kettner down the floor. Kettner's double teamed. He's in hot water. Almost threw it away. It goes to Henneking. Head coach Mike McClurg of Minster signaling timeout. You may have heard him in the background. And the Wildcats get a full.
Everybody heard it but the official.
Right. 1:39 to go. Second quarter. 18-15 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Up the Redskins, Chuck, playing pretty good defensively, especially the last 5 minutes of this game into the late stages of the first quarter.
Well, they're doing a good job of pushing Schulte away from the basket, not letting him catch it where he wants to catch it.
How do you do that?
Well, you have to use a little strength.
That's what the timeout from Coach McClurg was all about. And Fort Loramie will be patient within three. Final 70 seconds of the first period of this game. Left side of the floor, Radiman goes baseline to a teammate. Back out on top, Rosengarten. Near side, Caleb Meyer. 1 minute left, first half. It was 15-11 at the end of one. So this has been a 7-point second quarter. Make it a 9-point second quarter. Oh, what a delivery. Caleb Meyer, great deal to Grant Albers as he probed the middle, caught it, and beat Schulte to the rack. 1-point game. Low on the right, Frerichs for Minster. Jumping, shooting, banked it. Swirled around the rim three times, came out. Tug of war for the rebound. Tie up, Minster arrow. 36.1 to go. 1-point game after the last fielder by Albers of Fort Loramie. Ball laid off on the inside. Wide open. Frerichs point blank range. Blew it. Great inbounds play by Minster. But the Wildcats failed to capitalize. The gimme right below the backboard was
two
blown.
Of them.
Yeah.
The putback was also just right there. Just missed it.
Unbelievable. 1-point game. Fort Loramie calls a timeout with 15.2 left to go here in the second quarter. Redskins down one to the Minster Wildcats. Opportunity to tell you all about Tom and Jerry's. We started several minutes ago. I'd like to let you know that Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning is family-owned, builds a quality name, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. And thank you, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 937-295-3971. 295-3971, free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Final 10 seconds, second quarter, Fort Loramie on the dribble. Down to 8, down to 7. Here's Caleb Meyer on the arc to Rosengarten. Straight away, Jake Radiman, 3 to play. Rosengarten fadeaway, triple, right corner, air ball, overshot it, no good. Yep, first half finishes, Fort Loramie. Slow start, fortunate to be within one, Chuck. 18-17 at the break.
Well, Minster didn't score a basket in the second quarter. Three free throws is all they got.
Tell you what, Chuck, these two clubs are going to have to go some here in our night game to top the points scored by the girls' teams in the matinee this afternoon.
Yeah, it's good defense, but also the offense has just not been real strong.
At this rate, we're going to have a 36-34 final. Our halftime report coming up in just a moment, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We're at the break. 18-17. Minster leads Fort Loramie by one. Minster won the girls' game today. A heavyweight battle between number one and number one.
Loramie won it.
I'm sorry, I said my mistake. At Minster on the brain, Minster leads the varsity boys' tilt tonight. Fort Loramie girls won the varsity contest this afternoon by 8 points, right, Chuck? Final separation?
Final, I think it was eight, yeah.
56-48?
56-48, yep. Double overtime.
Double OT. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report in 1 minute. 1 point lead Minster at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Minster. Low-scoring boys game, Minster 18, Fort Loramie 17, here at the half. And our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, Chuck.
Well, Minster has a 14-12 rebounding advantage, 5-4 on the offensive boards, and that's why it's a one-point game. Loramie's doing a nice job keeping them from getting second and third attempts on possessions. 0-for-1 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 5-of-8 from the free throw line for the Wildcats. 3 turnovers for Minster, 5 turnovers for Fort Loramie. Jared Schultze has 8, Jack Heitbrink has 6, and Mike Kettner has 4. Only 3 people scored, just like the girls' game today in the first half. And on the other side, you got 8 points out of Rosengarten, and then 5 from Nathan Ratterman, 2 from Albers, 2 from Nate Meyer. They scored 11 and 6, 17. Minster scored 15 and 3, 18 for the half.
Yeah, Fort Loramie started the game real ragged outside shooting. Minster finished up the first half with real ragged outside shooting.
Well, and unfortunately for Minster, real ragged inside shooting. They had an inbounds play that he missed a 3-footer.
Yep.
Schultze got the rebound, put it back up from 2 feet, and rolled that one off the rim too. So, you know, they really got to pick up their offense, both teams, in the second half.
Tell you what, Chuck, a 3 or 4 possession lead in this game will be major.
It would be huge. In the afternoon game, I was thinking a 6-point lead was major. A 6-point lead in this one's going to be about the same.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 18-17, Minster leads by 1 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, you've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing, too. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Halftime at Minster. The Wildcats lead the Redskins 18-17. You heard me right, 18-17, that's the halftime score, not after one quarter, but after two periods of play. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes leadership and student academic success here on Scores Broadcast, and has done so since our start over a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight cheerleaders from Fort Loramie and Minster. For the Redskins, senior cheerleader Aaliyah Frilling, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Randy and Greta Frilling, participates in volleyball yearbook, National Honor Society. Pitches for the softball team, tutors elementary students. She is thinking about studying at Bowling Green and majoring in early childhood education and special education. For Minster, it's Madison Wiss, junior cheerleader for the Minster Wildcats, daughter of girls basketball coach and baseball coach at Minster, Mike Wiss. Madison, a junior, fine 3.5 GPA, daughter of Mike and Kelly. Participates in drama club, youth leadership association, serves mass at church, undecided about her college choice. She'd like to pursue either marketing or interior design. Madison Wiss of Minster, a junior, Aaliyah Frilling of Fort Loramie, a senior, under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you very much, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 here on Scores Broadcast without the founding support of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A lot of gratitude here tonight to a few additional underwriting sponsors. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Facebook.com/Shelby COVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has expanded to include 8 divisions. And thanks to Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John Hemp at Hemp Imagery gives you his very best shot. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Here we go. We start play in the third quarter. with Minster leading Fort Loramie 18-17, a tight, low-scoring boys basketball game here on this snowy Saturday night. It's an inter-conference matchup. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie, of course, from the Shelby County League. Here's Brander, we top of the circle. Right side of the floor, gives it up on the play to Rosengarten. Back to Nick, who resets. Hand off to Jake Ratterman. To Nolan Burning, bad pass. Right to Anna King of Minster. Here's Minster down the floor. Frericks, left corner. On the arc to a teammate. Ball lobbed to Schulte in the lane. Turns from 7 feet. It rolls around. Somebody got away with an over the back. It looked like maybe Schulte initially.
Yeah, he did, absolutely.
Yep, then a Redskin who got caught.
It's usually how it works.
And Frericks was in the act of shooting. He gets two. Although, I tell you what, Schulte can come over the back at 6'9 with long arms and not touch your back.
Well, he could, but he didn't. He fouled him.
Free throw, Frericks is in. 19-17, Minster by two. Second shot here by Frericks. Cody, 6'6", tight end of the football team. Launches, missed it long. Rebound, Nolan Burning of Fort Loramie. Burning quickly up the right side to Rosengarten. Rosengarten to Brandowee. 2-point lead, Minster. Ball lob to Eli. It's entered into the post. Nate Ratterman's got it. Left-handed turnaround, 7-footer off to the right. But Burning managed to bring down the rebound. Deep right corner, Rosengarten. Out on top to Ratterman. Jake's got it. Bad pass. Intended for Burning. Picked off by Minster. Two turnovers, Fort Loramie. Here's Enneking. Deep left side of the floor. In and out on the shot. We go the other way. This time Schulte got nabbed.
Yeah, he shoved.
Got Mason Kemper on the floor for Fort Loramie for Nolan Burning. So it's Kemper, Rosengarten, Brandowee, Nate Ratterman, and Jake Ratterman is the fifth. Schulte, Frericks, Enneking, Heitbrink, and Kettner for Minster. Here's Brandowee 25 feet away to Rosengarten foul line. Pulls up, goes to Jake Ratterman. Back out to Brandowee, deep right corner. It's fed to Kemper. Kemper to Nate. Here's Jake between circles. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. We haven't had a field goal yet in this half. Tell you what, Chuck, we'll be hard-pressed to reach 40 for the winner.
Yeah, well, Minster hadn't scored a basket in a long time.
Here's Brandowee, starts to drive, pulls up, a right-handed Jay, missed. Oh, what a stick back. Jake Ratterman got it to fall, and somebody crashed into him from the rear. How in the world Jake scored? He focused on the rim. Excellent concentration. The shot to Brandowee was unorthodox. He flipped it with his right. Jake tipped it back up with his left. He nails the free throw, and guess what? Fort Loramie's in front by one. 3-point play, Redskins, 20-19. They lead. 5:48 to go here in the third. Here's Heitbrink, 30 feet away from Minster. Skips it cross court into the hands of Enneking. Here's Schulte down inside being held. Foul, Fort Loramie. Mr. Bachman, the official, all over that one. 5:36 remaining, third quarter. Enneking inbounding, low on the left for Minster. Wants to go to Schulte, can't. Way out back. He zeroes in for Heitbrink. Here's a deep left corner three by Enneking. It hits the flange, kicks way up into the air. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow, Fort Loramie.
I'll tell you what, Jake Ratterman came out here playing here in the third quarter.
And at the scorer's table, we've got a miscue. Arrow pointing the direction it should not be.
That's twice.
It stays with Minster. Enneking inbounding low on the right. Goes on the arc to Frericks. Frericks straight away Kettner. Back to Enneking. Fakes right, goes left. Foul line. Guarded tightly by Brandowee, who steals. Brandowee pried it loose. Here comes Nick down the floor. Into the post it goes. Then the ball fed to Rosengarten, cutting below the foul line. Swish, 14-footer. And Fort Loramie is in the lead by three, 22-19. Here's Kettner bolting all the way down. He barges into the lane. Is it a block? Is it a charge?
Block.
foul Fort Loramie. Kettner to shoot two. Kettner took the ball 80 feet from the rim, and Chuck, he was darned and determined to take it to the glass. Fort Loramie got to a spot just about a quarter of a second too late.
Well, the problem is you go get to a spot, if he misses you, you can't slide, and that's what he did.
Yes.
Suck a hip out to make the contact. Yep.
Good observation. Kettner missed the free throw, though. Kettner missed the foul shot too long. Up and in, swish. 22-20. Fort Loramie with two.
That's five free throws they've made in the last quarter and 3 minutes of the third quarter. They did not have a basket in the second quarter.
Minster has been ice cold from the floor, and now the Wildcats are in his own, down by two.
Well, they, look at that 1-3-1 with all that length. This could be a very effective defense.
Deep right corner, Ratterman. Ratterman's hemmed in. He stepped out of bounds. No, he was pushed. Foul, Minster. Tell you what, Chuck, that girls' game today was like working a doubleheader in one afternoon.
Yeah, that wore me out a little bit.
Given all the excitement, thrilling game.
The tough part is, you know, you like both coaching staffs, you like both teams. It's really hard.
Rosengarten just tried to, from way downtown, that was from the corner of Route 66 and Main Street in Minster, 27-footer off to the left. Minster counters. Height breaks straight away. He pumped up a long one. Not as long as Rosengarten's. Way short. Rebound Brandewey. Brandewey down the floor. Fort Loramie up two. Deep three. Rosengarten left side. It lipped the rim. Tough break. And Minster coughed up the rebound out of bounds. Sensational girls Division IV game today. Won by Fort Loramie in double OT over Minster. 56-48. 22-20. Fort Loramie leads but two. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. And the winner in this varsity tilt is not going to come close to getting 56, which is what Fort Loramie got in the girls' game this afternoon. Oh, look at that teamwork. Brandewey, Nate Ratterman. Woo! Marvelous assist.
That's how you attack a 1-3-1. That diagonal pass is there.
That was executed to perfection by the Redskins, who lead by four. Here's Minster deep in the left corner. Minster player goes below the backboard, stumbles out of bounds, might have gotten pushed. That was Justin Nixon, 6'2 sophomore. Then he heaved it inbounds off a Redskin player, and it caught him right in the gut and went out of bounds. A couple players shaken up a little bit on that one. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Minster had how many points at the end of the first? 15?
15.
And only 5 cents.
Five free throws.
Five free throws for Minster, amazingly, in the last nearly 13 minutes. Here's a bucket. Good pass. Well done. Height break. Hit Schultze down low on the left. He could have dunked it. He had a one-foot bank shot. He makes it, and it's 24-22. Fort Loramie by two. Here's Kemper, pitch and catch, left corner with Jake Ratterman. Outside to Brandewey. Now 30 feet away, it's Nate Meyer who's on the floor. Rotated right side to Kemper, 3 minutes even, left in the third. Now Brandewey, Rosengarten straight away. Thought about gunning, didn't shoot it. He's got a little crease, dives into the lane, and he received a shove in the back. Did Eli. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Common foul, and it came back in for Minster. Salazar, who was out there briefly, comes off. Inbounding for Fort Loramie, Nate Meyer. Right in front of the Redskins bench, down to her left. Throws to Brandewey. 25 feet away, it's Kemper. 2:42 to go, third quarter. 2-point lead, Fort Loramie. Redskins a moment ago were up four, 24-20. Rosengarten shake and bake move inside the arc. Doesn't let it fly. Kemper on top. Kemper on the bounce. Wants to go back door for a teammate. Nate Meyer tries to catch up with it. Tips it to Minster, though. Here come the Wildcats. Forecourt right. Long shot. Heitbrink, three-pointer. Yes! Heitbrink from way outside. Five straight by Minster. 25-24, Cats in the lead. Forecourt to our left. It is Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. to Brandewey. Oh, what a drive. Reverse layup. Beauty. Brandewey. Nicely done. 26-25 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here come the Wildcats. Forecourt to her right. Ball dealt to Kettner. Boy, he's been silenced by the Redskins until maybe right now. Long jumper. Good! Three-pointer. Kettner hasn't touched it in a good shooting spot since the first quarter. Did right there. That was well done. All net. Two-point lead, Minster. Minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie on the short end, but two. Handoff on the play to Albers. Albers navigates the lane. Coming over to shut him off is Justin Nixon, who grabbed his arm. Two free throws for Albers, who had lifted off the floor and was deemed to be in the act of shooting. In uncanny fashion, Chuck, about the time we say somebody hasn't been shooting it well lately, they get the ball and pour it in.
Well, and we can do the same thing to a free throw shooter that hadn't missed one yet.
That happens often. Free throw by Fort Loramie. Good. Grant Albers connects. 28-27. Minster by one. Second shot. Albers on the way. Got it again. Yeah, he made two big free throws late in the game against Rushi. Did Albers. Contest won by the Redskins. 60-58. A week ago yesterday. 108 to go here in the third quarter. Minster in the half court. Kettner nearly tied up. He's boxed far side of the floor. Redskin players have got him cornered. Minster gets a timeout. 109 to go in the third. We're even up 28-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Up the final 69 seconds, third quarter. Minster inbounding. Main line, left corner, Ike Brink. Let's see what head coach Mike McClurg has drawn up here for the Wildcats. Final moment, third quarter play. Kettner on top, fakes right, shake and bake, move into the lane. Leaves it behind him for Ike Brink. Long three-pointer, hit the back rim and skied up and over the backboard. It even cleared a cable up there, went out of bounds to Fort Loramie. And if you're the Redskins playing against much taller Minster, that's the kind of rebound you like.
Nobody's getting it.
Yep, one you don't have to go get. Brandewey at midcourt, 45 seconds to go, third quarter. On a weave, it's Rosengarten. Near side, Albers. Albers guarded 30 feet away, but Justin Nixon. Rosengarten on the dribble, looks for help. Goes top of the circle, Albers. Pitch and catch, Fort Loramie. Half minute to go. Anna King on Brandewey. Here's Radiman, 30 feet out. He's got a sliver of space. Goes left corner to a teammate. Long floater, three-point land. Jake Radiman short. Rebound Minster, 17 to go. Here's Kettner, stop and go to Anna King. Near steal by Fort Loramie. Anna King gets it back. 11, 10, 9. Here's Kettner against Radiman, 7. Anna King into the post, broken up and stolen by Fort Loramie, leaking out other end, driving layup, Jake Raderman got it, he beat the buzzer. Super defensive play by the Redskins, leads to two, and a lead by a bucket after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
And we are the radio on your phone for high school sports, scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Every possession precious here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with a lead, but two over Minster. Inbounding Redskins down inside to Radiman. It is punched way up in the air by Frericks, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie ball, left side of the floor. Jake Radiman to inbound. He goes to Brandewey, 30 feet out. Right side pass, Rosengarten. Rosengarten dribble drive, head of the key. Now to Albers. Now Brandewey. Brandewey's got space in the lane. He goes to work. Shovel shot from down around his knees. No good, but he drew a foul. Clever maneuver by Brandewey of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, once he got to that spot, they had a choice of letting him shoot a layup or fouling him.
Yeah, he's as good a navigator of that paint area as anybody in the Shelby County League.
Yep.
Free throw, Brandewey, good. 31-28, Redskins by three. Biggest lead was at four for Fort Loramie, 24-20. Second shot, Brandewey on the way. And again, neither one hit the iron. 32-28. Pressure. Redskins backcourt. It's fed to Frericks. Up ahead to Eddie King. Deep left corner. Heitbrink. He launches. Swish! A triple. Well, Fort Loramie let him go. Minster beat pressure. Heitbrink got the look from three-point land. Scoreboard reads, there we go. 32-31 Fort Loramie. Fadeaway jump shot. Rosengarten. 18-footer in the bottom of the well. Rosengarten comes right back. 34-31, Fort Loramie by three, foul, Redskins, little too aggressive in backcourt. 6:57 to go. That was a good counter by Rosengarten, who made the lengthy two after Heitbrink cashed in from three-point land. Up the left side of the floor, it is Schultze for Minster.
34-31.
Yep, that's correct. Redskins up three, Kettner at the elbow on the left. Pitches it near side, Enneking. Left flank, it's dealt to Heitbrink. Back to Kettner. Kettner chucks up a three ball behind the screen. 27-footer, too hard. Rebound Fort Loramie. Rosengarten, quickly, stop and go. Then pitched it back out to Brandewey. Now to Rosengarten. Redskins a chance to go up five or six. Here's Ratterman. Here's Brandewey. Brandewey 25 feet away. Straight away, Albers. Right side, Jake Ratterman. Into the top of the circle. Team foul situation. Six on Minster. Here's Rosengarten out beyond the three-point line, and he receives an elbow from Kettner, and Fort Loramie will shoot him.
Yeah, 1-on-1. That's going to be Rosengarten.
Pete, did that score right? That last shot was a two.
At the line, Rosengarten.
It is.
For Fort Loramie. 6:11 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
34-31.
Three-point lead in favor of the Redskins. Shot by Rosengarten, 1-1. He cans it. That's big. He earns the bonus. Fort Loramie, an opportunity here to inch out on top by five. Their biggest spread. He dips the knees. Rosengarten is in and out. Rebound Minster. It's Enneking who jerks it off the glass. 6 minutes to go in the game. 35-31, Fort Loramie. Enneking veers off to the left. Handoff on the play to teammate Frericks. Out of Heitbrink. Heitbrink to Kettner. Checked by Jake Radiman on the arc. Enneking. Cross court to Frericks. Into the lane for Schultze. Busted up before Loramie. Who got the last deflection?
I think it was off Loramie.
Yeah, a black shirt. Officials confer and do get it correct.
They had a coin toss.
Here is Frericks right in front of the Minster bench, set to inbound. 4-point game. Fort Loramie leads it. Ball lobbed out inside to Schulte. Well done. Outstanding assist. Beautiful throw by Eightbrick. Ball went up over top of Albers. Nothing he could do. Schulte got it. A gimme. 35-33. Redskins lead whittled at two. Rosengarten, head of the key. Thought about launching. Didn't. Gave it up to Brandaway. 5:19 to go in the game. 1-1 for Fort Loramie. 5 team fouls on the Redskins so far. Dribble drive, foul line. Rosengarten pulls up. Thought about shooting. Off to Kemper. 10-footer, left hand, bounced away, off the rim. Rebound, Minster. Empty possession, Redskins. Minster a chance to tie or take the lead. Here's Kettner, 25 feet away. Gets a screen for Benneking. Here's off into the right corner. Another lob over the top for Schulte. Busted up by Fort Loramie. Weak side help from Nate Ratterman. Out of bounds at Sales. 4:52 to go. Redskins up two. Anneking looks, goes to Schulte, back to Anneking. Boy, they're keeping their eye on Schulte now. He's got it, back to the basket. Little spin maneuver, 7-footer. It's rolling in, and a foul.
This is how they started the game. He had 7 points in the first quarter, throwing it down where they couldn't stop him. They don't do that for the middle two quarters. He's got two baskets in a row now, catching it right down on the block.
Well, Jake Ratterman got him. He tipped him on the elbow. The shot by Schulte went in. Free throw for the lead. A lot of iron. It goes through. And it's a one-point game, Minster. 36-35. 4:43 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins have been up 35-31. But the Wildcats have caught him. 5 straight by Schulte. Here is Albert straight away for Fort Loramie. Clock ticks under 4.5. Adam Randaway. Adam Ratterman. Ratterman thought about going back door to Jake. Nate to Jake. Didn't do it. Outside the arc, it's Randaway to Jake. Jake lets go a 17-footer. Deflected. Minster's got the loose ball. Here's Kettner. Storms up the floor. Inside to Schulte. Oh, what a block. Albers got a mitt on it. It's loose in the right corner. Albers has it. He's thrown to the floor. Got a pile up. The officials talk to each other. It's ruled a jump. It stays with Minster. That's a tough break. Inbounding low on the right, Minster.
That was they were running their inbounds play, but nobody had the ball out of bounds.
Set to pitch it in play. Kettner wants to go to Schulte. He catches low on the right, and his jersey's grabbed by a Redskin. That's about all Fort Loramie can do.
That's 1-1 now.
1-1 for Jared Schulte, who is the Rock of Gibraltar. And Fort Loramie tries to move him. Can't do it without being extremely obvious.
I've never seen a scores table that had more trouble with possession.
36-35. 1-point lead in favor of Minster. Jared Schulte's got the 1-and-1. Well, let's see what ensues here. The officials have gotten together. Corey Britton is a bit animated. Mike McClurg, head coach of Minster, is also listening in. I'm not sure what has been ruled, but it's not going to be well received by the Fort Loramie bench. About 4:05 to go here in the game. Minster's up 1, 36-35. Was it an intentional foul?
No, they're talking about the arrow. There must have been something called. That last held ball did not change the arrow, and I'm not sure why. I'd have to get an explanation.
Well, Schulte's at the stripe, 1-and-1, and he loops in the free throw. 6 straight by Schulte. Minster's gone from down 35-31 to up 37-35. 4:05 to go in the game. Schulte's got them both. 7 straight by Schulte. Turning point in this game maybe for Minster. From 5 minutes down to 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Brandewe midcourt. Hand off to Rosengarten. 30 feet away. Right side pass to Albers. Albers pitches to Brandewe, who tries to get space in the lane. Can't do it. Then he releases back outside to Rosengarten. Rosengarten at the elbow. Back to Brandewey. 3:30 to go. Brandewey's got a little bit of a crease. Here's a hard drive into the lane. Way up off the glass, over the head of Schultze. We've got a rebounding foul, I believe, on Fort Loraman. The tide has momentarily turned. Redskins had inched in front before, 35-31. Jake Radiman on the foul. That was a forced shot on that possession by Fort Loraman.
Yeah, that you got. It's like trying to shoot the ball over the Empire State Building. Yeah,
Schultze has really made his presence felt in the last 2 to 3 minutes.
If that one goes in, it's luck, and I guarantee you, you have to bank it.
Here's the free throw by Minster's Enneking. Line drive, it's in. Just got over the front of the rim and swished. 39-35. Down to 3:31 to go. Minster aiming for its ninth straight point. Enneking hits once more. 40-35. Minster by five. Fort Loraman led 35-31 with just a little over five to play. Here's Jake Ratterman. Here's Rosengarten. On the arc, Brandewey sizes up a three. Missed it, no good. Schultze yanks down the board. It's been all Schultze here in the fourth. Up the left side to Enneking. Enneking backcourt to Kettner. Head coach Mike McClurg screaming, timeout, and he gets it. Half-minute timeout, Minster. 3:04 to go here in the fourth. 40-35, Minster by five over Fort Loraman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Jared Schultze took over the early part of this game, first 5 or 6 minutes, and he's taken over the last 3 minutes, and he's powered Minster to a five-point bulge, 40-35, with 3:04 to go. About 2.5 minutes ago, Fort Loraman led 35-31. 3:04 left. Minster ball at midcourt. It goes from Frericks to Enneking at the Wildcats logo. Enneking left side to Kettner. Both teams in the 1-on-1. Minster may put it in the deep freeze right here. Kettner circles the wagons. He's out high. Gets a screen from Enneking. Veers off into the right corner. Looks inside for a teammate. Goes to Heitbrink. At the elbow on the left, he almost walked. Threw it cross court to Kettner. Kettner with 2:35 to go. Gives it up to Frericks. He's on the arc. In the lane, Schultze, spin move, powers to the rim, short, but he was bodied and bumped, and he's got two. That was a tough call to accept right there.
Well, there's not much you can do about him.
No.
If you let him post up down there on the block, you got to let him shoot it, or you got to foul him.
Yeah, Albers was in his path, and Schultze simply moved his body weight against Grant. It could have been called a charge, was not. First free throw, Schultze dances off the rim. 2:31 to go, 40-35, Minster by five. Second shot, Schultze on the way, short, rebound, batted by Frericks, knocked out by Fort Loraman at the end. Redskins think it should be their ball, but it's whistled in favor of Minster.
You got to box out, you can't let them rebound off of free throws.
Here's Enneking looking. Out back to Kettner. Enneking right corner. To Kettner. And they're all over Schultze again. I'm not so sure, Chuck, that some of this by Fort Loraman is being done by design, hoping Schultze will misfire often enough at the free throw line. Double bonus this time for big Jared Schultze. 16 points a game, averaging. 7 rebounds per contest. Free throw good. He's got a pretty nice stroke.
Well, he's 6 for 9 right now, so I'll take that.
10 straight points by Minster. Schulte to make it 11. He does. Wow. 11 in a row by the Wildcats. 2:20 left to go in the game. Fort Loramie, four court left. Here's Ratterman. Nate to Jake. 30 feet away, Rosengarten. Rosengarten penetrates the lane, jumps and shoots from 15. Swish! Oh, what a play. Nicely done. Rosengarten. It was congested down in there, but he went up over the top of Heitbrink. 42-37. Minster up five. Here's Kettner navigating the middle all the way to the rim. Left it short, no good. Tip is missed by Schulte. Scrap for the rebound. It's off somebody below the basket. Minster got a piece of it last. Up Fort Loramie with a second possession now after an empty one by Minster. Rosengarten scored last trip. 42-37. 5-point lead, Minster. Minute 38 to go. Here's Jake Ratterman. 30 feet away on the left, Nate Meyer. Now Brandewee. Nate, 30 feet out on the right. Here's Brandewee. Eddie King on him. Well, they're guarding the arc. Brandewee. Here's Rosengarten trying to free from Kettner. Can't do it. Dishes to Jake Ratterman. 1:17 to go. Redskins need a field goal. On the weave, into the lane. It is Jake Ratterman. No room to drive. Back to Brandewee. Here's a long one. Nate Ratterman. It's good! Longest shot of the night. Where did that come from?
That was Jake Ratterman.
I may have said Nate.
Yeah,
I meant to say Jake.
He's normally the one that shoots that long, long bomber.
Long A. They both end with E. Where did that come from for Jake? Woo! That was a rainbow.
They cut it down to two right now.
42-40. 106 to go. Fort Loramie worked it forever and ever and ever. Fortunately, came out of it with three.
Well, they had Schulte guarding Ratterman, and he was standing right in the middle of the lane saying, you go ahead and shoot it. I'm guarding the basket, and Jake made him pay for it.
Oh, what a play by Jake Ratterman. Well, that was a beautiful-looking shot. The arc was majestic. Good description,
yeah.
Chuck?
Yeah. It looked like a rainbow, and a pot of gold was the three at the end.
Yep, the difference is two. 42-40. That's five straight points now. A two and a three by the Redskins. 42-40 game. Fort Loramie had fallen behind to seven. 42-35. And now Fort Loramie needs a stop. Double bonus situation for Minster. Fort Loramie's in the 1-1. And Heitbrink gets it up and over the timeline to Enneking, to Kettner. 53 seconds to go. Here's a double team. Here's Enneking. Skips it to Heitbrink. Minster will not shoot. They're going to play keep away. Fort Loramie will have to foul. Here's Kettner at the Wildcats logo. Near side, Enneking. Chest-to-chest defense. Nearly a steal by Brandewee. Heitbrink lobs to Schulte. Layup good. Yep, scattered floor. Fort Loramie almost made the intercept but got out of position. 28 seconds to go. Deep left side of the floor. Redskins dribbling. Nate Meyer, timeout. Head coach Corey Britton. Back in a moment. 24.4 to go. Minster by four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Up, the Redskins have the ball down by four. 20 seconds to go. Branowy streaks into the lane, all the way to the rack. He exploded to the rim, and he was smacked by a Minster player while shooting. He's given two. That was the design, I think, during the timeout. Take it to the rack immediately, and at the very least, get to the free throw stripe.
Yep. He really needs both of these.
Yep. Four-point game. Branowy dips the knees, shoots it, and missed it. It curled out. Yep, got to make this one, because if you get the ball back without Minster scoring, you are within a possession. 19.4 to go. 44-40, Minster. Branowy fires. He's got it. 44-41. Minster in the lead by three. Wildcats in backcourt. Double team of Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed up the floor. Knocked away by Branowy. Branowy's got it. He shoved. He's fouled. It's Frericks who got him at midcourt. Pretty loose possession by Minster. Physical play by Fort Loramie. Aggressive defense causing the bad pass. Branowy caught the ball, and he was bounced on by a Minster player. Now the officials get together. What are they going to call, Chuck?
I'm not sure.
And we've got a timeout by Minster. Was the foul waved off? Can't believe it. That was a knockdown, drag-out play. Head coach Corey Britton is mystified, and that's putting it lightly. 13.6 to go, 44-41, three-point lead for Minster. I thought it was going to be Fort Loramie shooting free throws. Apparently, and they're judging the ball was knocked out by Minster. Ball in Fort Loramie.
Loramie's going to get the ball. That could be an advantage if they hit a three here. Those two free throws still would have left them a point short. But I have no idea how that wasn't called. He called the foul.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
I don't know. This guy on this side has struggled the entire game.
It was an obvious knockdown.
You know you're not having a good game as an official when you've spent half your game explaining things you've called to both benches.
Well, Branowy was piled on by Frericks. The ball was loose. Branowy was reeling it in on the floor, and it was knocked away from him by Frericks, who jumped on his back. Nonetheless, no free throws. Fort Loramie will get the ball. Maybe the chance to shoot the three is a better bet.
Yeah, and you got to think about possibly maybe let them get the ball in and fouling.
And here is Minster defending Branowy, who catches the ball in backcourt. 10 to play. Branowy sizes up the three. He hits it. How about that? The call that did not go Fort Loramie's way winds up going.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, that could be a blessing in disguise, because yep, they could have made it down a one-point game. They get the ball in, they make a three, you have 5 seconds to go, it's a tie ball game.
The call that didn't go in the Redskins' favor at first winds up going in Fort Loramie's favor.
Now, if I was the Minster staff, I'd be yelling at the guy for not calling a foul.
5.1 to go. Timeout was called. Minster possession when we return to play. Hey, this night game has turned into a thriller.
It has.
Just like the afternoon matinee.
Yeah, it's been a good basketball game. It truly has.
Hey, don't forget the big prom dress exchange coming up Sunday, January 20th. That's Martin Luther King weekend Sunday at Fort Loramie Elementary. If you're looking for a good price on a prom dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you get any of these things to sell, you can do one of two things. You can do one of two sites between 11 and 1 and 5 at Fort Loramie Elementary, and either buy or drop off, and either buy or drop off by yourself. What you might want between 1:30 and 3:30. Shop till you drop, browse, try things on. 3:30 to 4:30, you pick up your selection. Prom dress exchange at Fort Loramie Elementary on January 20th. Here is Minster up the floor. Kettner for midcourt. Lets it go at the buzzer. Way off to the left. Well, Fort Loramie forced Minster to make a couple sideways passes in backcourt.
Kettner had the ability to take a couple of more dribbles before he shot that. But, hey, you know, you're a kid. You get a chance to win the basketball game. You let her fly.
And lo and behold, We've got a repeat of this afternoon, an overtime night game, Fort Loramie-Minster boys, after a double OT girls game, Fort Loramie-Minster this afternoon. Again, that Fort Loramie prom dress exchange, Sunday, January 20th. For more info, call Michelle, 937-710-3216, or Bridget, 937-605-5304. It all starts at 11 a.m. That's when you can drop off items that you'd like to sell. Keep in mind, from 1:30 to 3:30, you can shop, try things on. Then from 3:30 to 4:30, you pick up your selection. So if you're looking for something to buy, or if you've got items to sell, the Fort Loramie Prom Dress Exchange is for you. That's Sunday, January 20th. That's Sunday, Martin Luther King weekend, Fort Loramie Elementary. Well, a good comeback by Fort Loramie. Redskins had gone down to 7, 42-35, after being up 35-31. We're 44-44 in the OT.
Now, do I get paid extra because this is like the 12th overtime game we've had in 2 weeks?
It has been a long day.
Been great.
It was going to be a long day with the weather anyway. It's that much longer. Three overtimes minimum in two games. Here is Minster with the ball. Thrown into the post. Intended for Schulte. Knocked away. Steal. Kemper flipped it off to Brandewee. That was telegraphed. Fort Loramie knew it was coming to Schulte. Rosengarten, deep left corner. Both teams in the double bonus. Ratterman on top. Frerichs guards him. 6-6 against 6-4. Here's Rosengarten at the elbow. Ball reversed. Far right side of the floor. It is Brandewee. Brandewee and Jake Ratterman, big triples late in regulation. Redskins have worked it now for about 50 seconds. Nate Ratterman, high left. Now Brandewee. On him is Enneking. Straightaway pass, 30 feet out. It goes to Kemper. 2:48 to go. 44-44 tie. Here's Rosengarten. Switching off as Kettner to pick him up. Right side, Brandewee. Around a screen from Kemper. No pick and roll available. Near side, Jake Ratterman. Guarded by Heitbrink. 2:30 to go. On a weave, it's Rosengarten. Fakes left, goes right. Pulls up, baseline. It's jammed out of bounds from behind by Minster. Well, Minster clogs up the lane with Frerichs and Schulte. Fort Loramie inbounds.
Hard to get to the rim.
Oh, yeah.
With them playing right in the middle there.
Below the basket. Brandewee on the arc to Jake. Right back to Brandewee in the right corner. Brandewee dribbles. Foul line. Elbow. Thought about shooting. Didn't. And threw it right to Kettner. Steal for Minster. Kettner pulls up down the floor. On the arc. Height break. Jacks up a three. Missed it back rim. Oh, what a rebound by Brandewee. Boy, he spread those elbows and arms. And he fought off three white shirts and snared the board. Quick triple try by Minster. Here's Brandewee on a drive. Pulls up, eight-footer. Bothered on the play. Missed it long. Rebound Schulte. Minster. Minute 56 to go. Nobody scored in the OT. Kettner, three ball. Airballed it out of bounds.
Wow.
Tell you what. Two really quick shots by Minster. Schulte didn't touch it either journey down the floor.
I know that's not what the coaching staff wants to see.
Nope. Sometimes when you're wide open, you think you can make any shot anytime. But in the best interest of time and your possession, maybe you should think differently. But nonetheless, it's been a fine game, very tightly played. And Fort Loramie is going to work it down to near the one-minute mark in the overtime. Nobody scored in the extra session. 115, 114, 113. Here's Jake Ratterman, 30 feet away. On the arc, it goes to Kemper. Right corner, Nick Brandewee. Now to 105. Nick at the foul line, doesn't shoot. Out back to Ratterman. Tell you what, if I'm Fort Loramie, if I don't have a layup, I don't shoot. Redskins have the upper hand. Both teams in the double bonus. Fort Loramie possession. Here's Kemper, right wing Rosengarten into the corner, double team back to Kemper. On top, Brandewee, picked up by Enneking. Now Rosengarten, He looks for an alley, can't find one. Now he drives, baseline right, pulls up. Kettner's on him, comes out back to Brandewee, to Kiefer. Kiefer spins, holds it, gives it to Jake Ratterman. Mincer avoided a foul, 28 seconds to go, 44-44. No points in the OT, drive by Rosengarten, into the lane, blocked, taken away by Mincer. Here's Kettner, pull up 10-footer, short, rebound Schulze, foul committed by Fort Loramie. And the Redskin faithful thought it was a clean block by Brandewee. But Schulze will shoot two, a chance to break the deadlock with 17.4 to go. Jared Schulze's got a pair. Double bonus Mincer. Tie game at 44. Schulze fires it, and he missed it. It danced off the rim. Hit the front, then the back. Second shot here by Schulze. Here's where he got a box out. Can't allow an offensive rebound on a missed free throw. Schulze again for the Mincer lead. It is good. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Down by one, 45-44, 17 seconds to go in the overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, Fort Loramie took a shot with 20-some seconds to go here in the first overtime. The Redskins probably shouldn't have taken Mincer. Jared Schulze got a rebound attempt in the lane for the Wildcats after a Kettner jumper came up way shy of the mark. Schulze was walloped on the elbow. According to the officials, Fort Loramie crowd thought it was a clean block. I think it was a good call.
Well, he got hammered.
Yeah. Schulze made one, the second one, missed the first. And now Fort Loramie with a two-pointer can win the game, 17.4 to go. We've got eight players in backcourt. It's inbounded to Rosengarten. Slowly over the timeline, 12, 11, 10. Goes to Jake, 30 feet out. Mincer by one, 8 seconds to go, 7.7 to go. Time out, Corey Britton. Well, let's see what's in store here for Fort Loramie offensively. They'll get it at side court right in front of the Redskins bench.
Well, they only need a two to win it, but I don't know if they're going to get anything in the lane unless they can somehow. You almost have to put another shooter out there to make Schulze come out of the lane. If he's got somebody that he thinks can shoot it, he can't just camp in there. Or, you know, I mean, it'd be a tough thing to do to put Caleb Meyer out there. The kid can shoot it, but what a tough spot to put him out there to do. But I wouldn't mind seeing that, because Schulze would have to come out and play defense or allow him an open jumper.
Well, if you're head coach Corey Britton, you've got to think this through and devise something that will be pretty effective in just 7.7 seconds.
Right. Well, they put Caleb Meyer in a basketball game, so we'll see how that goes.
Yep, sure did.
They got five kids that can shoot it on the floor now.
Ratterman, Caleb Meyer, Rosengarten, far left corner, that's Jake Ratterman. It goes inbounds to Brandewee in backcourt. Six to play. Brandewee drives into the left corner. Feeds it to the three-point shooter. It's good! It's good! Jake Ratterman nailed it at the buzzer. It counts. Now the officials get together.
They're going to put a little time on there.
They may put a second and a half back on. What a play. Ratterman drew a crowd. He entered the lane. Three defenders collapsed on him. And guess what? Jake was wide open in the left corner, and he made his second big three here late in this game.
Hey, the kid's had a game. He's got 11 points.
What a night for Jake Ratterman. That was all net. It did not touch the orange. And let's see what is determined.
Well, they got to put the score up there first.
The game is not over. Fort Loramie leads by 2, 47-45 on the triple by Jake Ratterman.
So it's 47-45. I don't think there's 15 seconds left.
At Minster, 7-3 coming in on the year. And certainly here at home, at least a slight favorite over Fort Loramie tonight. Redskins have battled hard. It looked early on like Minster's size was going to cause Fort Loramie so much trouble. The Redskins would not be able to contend. But the defense from Fort Loramie was very good in the second and third periods. And Fort Loramie was within one at the half and garnered a four-point lead in the fourth quarter. Then Minster went up 7. 1.5 to go. A second and a half remaining. And the ball will be inbounded by Minster at the far end of the floor. The Wildcats have got to go 90 feet.
Well, you got... I don't know if they have anybody that can throw it that far. Is their quarterback out there on the team? Because the best thing you can do is throw the ball up all the way down to the other end of the floor and let Schulze go up and get it.
Yep.
And maybe fouling or catch it and get a shot off. The second thing you can do is run a screen because he can run the baseline, start on one side, throw the ball down to someone who steps out of bounds, and then throw the ball down, and that takes any pressure they might put on the inbounder.
Yeah, nonetheless, Minster's only hope, I think, is to throw it a good 50, 60 feet. Minster to try again. 1.5 to go. Here's Frerichs into backcourt to Kettner. He's stymied. Gets away a high archer. It is short of 5 feet. They didn't get the ball to Schulze nor Frerichs. And Fort Loramie wins it. Mild upset here at Minster tonight. 47-45. The fast improving Fort Loramie boys knock off Minster by 2. 47-45. And it's a sweep by the Fort Loramie girls at home and the Fort Loramie boys on the road.
Well, the JV girls won, the varsity won, the freshman, the JV, and the varsity boy. It was 5-0 for Fort Loramie today against Minster.
So it's a clean sweep. Chuck, let's take a minute break, recoup, total up the scoring. We'll be back to conclude the second overtime webcast of the day. The first one, two OTs. This one, one OT. 47-45, Fort Loramie nips Minster in overtime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins, by virtue of this thrilling victory over Minster tonight, 47-45 in overtime, advanced to 6-4 on the year. Redskins have now won 3 straight over Rushi, Fairlawn last night, and Minster this evening. The Minster Wildcats have reeled off 4 victories in succession, beating Rushi, Fort Recovery, Otterville, and Coldwater. Tonight, Minster tastes defeat. Minster now 7-4 on the season. Fort Loramie's next game is coming up midweek. Redskins have a game on Tuesday at home against Dayton Ponets. Tuesday night, Fort Loramie home.
I know nothing about them.
With Dayton Ponets before the big Friday battle at Rushi. double weekend next weekend at Rushi at New Knoxville. In fact, Fort Loramie, from Tuesday to Tuesday, the 15th to the 22nd, during that stretch of 8 days, Fort Loramie's got four games. A contest coming up against Ponitz at Rushi at New Knoxville on Saturday the 19th, home with Houston on the 22nd of January. Minster's next game is also on Tuesday. Greenand comes to town from Greene County, and then Minster's at Marion Local on January 18th. That last play by Minster, to recap, with a second and a half to go, was a pass in backcourt to Kettner. The ball never got across the center line. I thought for sure, as Chuck did, the ball would be thrown a good 60, 70 feet down the floor to Schulze to try to make something happen. And Kettner wound up shooting it from at least 55 feet away, and the ball came up.
Didn't have a chance.
No, a good 5 to 8 feet short of the rim. And the Fort Loramie Redskins win it. A great play by Fort Loramie in the final seconds of the overtime. Brandewee started a drive from out high. He zipped into the lane, attracted a couple men at him, and then found Jake Radiman in the left corner. Brandewee had been adept all night long at probing the middle, and Radiman had been shooting a good stroke. And Jake caught the pass from Nick, chest high. He let it fly. He swished it. It was perfect. At the time, Minster had a one-point lead, 45-44, after Schulze, on the previous possession by Minster, had made one of two free throws to break the tie. And that's how the game ended.
Well, yeah, and Raderman had 11 points all in the second half in the overtime.
Ooh. A nice game for him. Chuck, our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, on the one side, on the Minster side, it's got to be Jared Schulze. He had 22 points. He was terrific. And then for Loramie, Eli Rosengarten with 15, and Jake Radiman, absolutely, Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players on the floor scored for Fort Loramie tonight, but all 9 or 10 who performed duty played excellent defense, limiting Minster to 45, and the Redskins win it, but 2 in OT. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks here tonight to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John Hemp at John Hemp Imagery will give you his best shot. Thank you, John, so much. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. The In-Between just south of Botkins. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Clancy's in Sydney. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. In Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. These anchor underwriting sponsors include the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and AAG, Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. A couple of new underwriting sponsors. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. That's Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Two Fort Loramie Rushi games webcasted here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls win in double OT over Minster, 56-48. And our nightcap won by the Fort Loramie boys, a mild upset, 47-45, overtime over Minster in our night game. Chuck really enjoyed it. It looks like we'll be on the web online next on Thursday, next week. Fort Loramie girls play Rushi. Fort Loramie Rushi girls next Thursday night, tip off 7:30.
Well, if you're going to come out in the worst storm, the snowstorm we've had in the last 4 years, you might as well see two terrific games like this.
Isn't that the truth? Boy, these were super terrific contests here today. Ron Mooney is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Don't forget that prom dress exchange, Fort Loramie Elementary, on Sunday, July. Oh, I'd love for the weather to change.
Yeah, but that might be a little late for the prom.
Yeah, Sunday, January 20th, Martin Luther King weekend. That's at Fort Loramie Elementary. Take advantage of the opportunity. It's the Fort Loramie prom dress exchange. It starts with the drop-off at 11. You shop from 1:30 to 3:30. You pick up your selection from 3:30 to 4:30. A chance to save money. You can either purchase or drop off and sell. Call Michelle 710-3216 or Bridget 605-5304. Again, for Ron, for Chuck, I'm Jack, saying good night from here at Minster. Fort Loramie girls win this afternoon, 56-48 in double overtime. Fort Loramie boys win tonight in single overtime, 47-45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.